I call the song I Will Follow You Into the Grids.
Table cell, oh, the perfect hell developers had to use to build their layouts. Then Flexbox came and everybody went insane. They even made Flexbox games. Still wasn't enough. If CSS Grid takes off, we'll be so much better off. Layout will be semantic to the content that we've got. There's no one deciding not to implement. Our layouts will be way more evident.
Welcome to Tuesday.
Well, that was something.
That was something. It's a work in progress. It's fine. Welcome to Tuesday, a podcast about tech tools, tips, and tricks about a podcast about tech tools, tips, and tricks on Tuesdays at 2. I'm your co-host, Yuna.
And I'm Chris.
And today we're talking about CSS Grid. Okay, CSS Grid is really exciting right now because it was just implemented in Firefox and it's brand new in Chrome and it's coming out in Safari.
I didn't realize it's already in Chrome.
Yes. So if you get the latest version of Chrome, which mine still says 56, but I can install the latest, which is 57, then you can use grids in your Chrome. You can use it in Canary, obviously. You can use it in any of the dev things. And it's also one of the top upvoted feature requests on Edge. So CSS Grid is coming. It's an exciting time for developers on the web writing CSS because it's got a lot of really cool features that can make our lives easier. I think CSS Grid is a good example of like paving the cow paths, the things that people have wanted.
Paving the cow paths. Okay, so before we get too far ahead, so what exactly is CSS Grids for those of us who are not paying attention to the CSS spec?
So CSS Grid is a part, it's a new spec for CSS. I haven't read the spec by itself.
You don't read the spec for like nightly, you know, your bedtime reading?
I do sometimes. I've been following CSS Grid for a while now, for like 2 years, because I've seen Rachel Andrews talk about this and Jen Simmons talks about it a lot. Those two, we're probably going to say the names again in this podcast because they're really like the reason why it's become so popular. They've been really teaching about it and pushing it forward. But it basically allows for a different layout model in CSS, and it provides a few new characters or items that we can code with, kind of like Flexbox provided a new model around layout and like floats did after tables. Grid is the new spec that allows us to author like columns and rows on a page, like layout content.
So I guess I've always been kind of curious about it. I've been watching it from a distance. I saw a Rachel Andrews talk about CSS Grids last year sometime, but at that point, I took one look at it and said, that is 10,000 years away from being part of the browser, and I'll worry about it later. Flexbox is fine for me.
You know what? It felt like that a year ago, even. It felt like it was so far away until it started getting implemented, and now it's just such a roller coaster. Like, it's rocketing skywards very quickly. Way more quickly than I initially expected, because 2 years ago it was like this moonshot. Last year it still seemed like, okay, it'll be nice when we can. And right now, I would say it's almost there. It's definitely something that you should be experimenting with. If you have to support Internet Explorer, it might be difficult, but a lot of the grid features you can write with like a bunch of more lines of Flexbox, but they're possible. It's just not as nice.
That's been always my hang up with these latest CSS specs, is just because I'm a curmudgeon and I'm like, well, what about my IE11? But no, I've been following grids. Have you been playing around with grids recently, or what sparked this recent interest in grids, I guess?
Yeah, I've been playing around with them a bit. I've just seen a lot of sort of information about them out there on the web. Also, like Conduit IE11, it did implement CSS Grid like a long time ago.
Did it? So just, oh.
Syntax is a little different. Oh. So you can't really use the current syntax with IE11. There's going to be breakage there. But it was, I think Microsoft wasn't the first people to kind of like push forward with it, which is true about a lot of features that we don't realize. Like Microsoft, for a lot of random features, does put a lot of work and implementation in, but then it wasn't the correct, or it wasn't, it didn't end up being the spec that ended up getting adopted by more browsers.
I feel like that happened a couple different times. There's one for Fluxbox as well, right? Where Microsoft did something and then they're like, wait, nope, it's the wrong spec. I just, sidebar.
There's more, I can't think of them, but yes.
I just bought a Surface Book, so I am...
See, you bought one because I had one.
I was like, oh, no, I want one now too. So I'm going to be devving on Windows exclusively soon.
I hope
someone
will
be very excited
talk
to see.
More about Windows stuff then. So another sidebar. This is such a stupid idea to want, but like, I just really wish that I could drag a tab from one browser into another, especially when I'm testing. Like, I keep wanting to do that because I have two Chromes open. I have Canary and like current Chrome. And I want to drag it over to make Grid work, but it just...
I was like, wait, but you can do that. But yeah, you can do that.
It's a fever dream.
Buy two different things. Okay, so how does one get... Where do I even play around with CSS grids? Where do I start there?
Support right now is Chrome 57, which was released on March 8th of 2017. So if you need the upgrade, it's there. There's also the latest version of Firefox from March 6th. Like, this is all very recent.
Ooh, I'm on Chrome 57.
Oh, then it works for you.
All right, time to go book around. Okay.
Yeah, or Chrome Canary. Edge has partial support. Because of that older version that had, but it's not like the current grid. Safari 10.1 supports grid. And I think that there was just an update. I don't know if it's out yet, but I think I saw that it was.
Is that the technical preview for Safari?
Probably.
Okay. That thing is actually fantastic. The technical preview for Safari. It's like, it's really far ahead in the CSS.
No,
in the
it's not the tech preview. Oh, if I look at, can I use... There's 10, 10.1, and then the technical preview.
Okay. Well, never mind then. I take it all
back.
That's
pretty cool. And then Opera 44, that's not out yet, but that's coming next.
Okay. People still use Opera?
I don't know, man.
rest in peace.
I guess people on some phones do. Anyway, so Grid is available for you to play with. You might just have to check your browser version.
Yeah, and there's a couple browsers where you can turn it on behind a flag. The older Chromes, in case for whatever reason you are stuck behind there. If you go into the Chrome --/flags page, you can check on the CSS grids support. And I know you could do something similar for Firefox there as well, but both of those, I guess, now actually support behind without the flag. So... not necessary. Is there like a Flexbox froggy for CSS grids?
Not yet.
Where am I going to learn CSS grids?
There's a lot of great resources. Okay. I'll name some of them now. Gridbyexample.com is by Rachel Andrew, and she created this website that has tutorials, examples, a bunch of more resources on here, like a ton of them. There's like deep dives. There's like examples of... just projects people have made. She's also done a lot of talks about CSS Grid. So there's videos from .css. That's where I saw it initially. CSS Conf also in the US from 2015. Like even more, there's just tons of talks here and tons of resources. It's really awesome to see how advocacy for this has made it happen so much faster than expected.
Yeah.
Well.
So, yeah. What's the coolest thing you've seen done with CSS grids? I saw Jen Simmons had this super interesting like art. It's like there's that jagged grid art. Oh my goodness, oh my god, cannot remember the name of this thing. Jen Simmons grids art. where she mimics
Mondrian?
Mondrian art in CSS Grids.
Oh, okay, Mondrian.
Mondrian.
Who does
Mondrian.
The art that's like red squares, blue squares, white squares. Yeah, that's cool. I've seen a ton of things on CodePen like that just kind of use this in unique ways. I just saw one that's a poster where there's like this just line down the middle and text in the left and right. That was cool. It really is bringing editorial design back to the web in a way that's easier to do. And I think that's exciting. But it also does all these layout things that we kind of want and have to fake in Flexbox and floats.
Currently. Such as?
So an example is just Gutter, like Gutter itself. Yeah. It works in a way that we expect. Like when we are adding a margin in any other kind of grid system, it adds margins around the outside of the element as well as the in-between elements, because that's what margin is. If you float things, you have like that weird gap thing. With Flexbox, it's the same. You have to still have some kind of margin to separate the elements. And you can fake things with like calc and stuff, and that's fine. But with the grid gutter, it's called grid gap. You can just set it, and it only is between the elements itself. So they take up 100% of the containing box, like the body.
Yeah.
But then between the elements, there's a gap.
Yeah. That's super nice. Cause you always have that, you see that rogue CSS class with a negative margin. You're like, why does this exist? And you always explain, oh, by the way, you know, we're adding padding on both sides, and then you have to subtract it. The math works out great.
Lots of hacks.
That's exciting. And, you know, to your earlier point, you know, of bringing editorial design back to the web, because, you know, to do a lot of these fancy layouts right now requires either a bunch of JavaScript or some of the most hideous CSS in the world. And I remember seeing this. So CSS Grids has this thing called templates, right? Where you can kind of like make an ASCII art of where you want the boxes to go.
Yes, and I wanted to talk about this soon because it's like my favorite feature.
This is my favorite thing about CSS Grids. I haven't played around with grids at all. I just kind of watch other people play with grids. And I'm like, wow, it's amazing.
That actually gave me an idea because technically you can use emoji to signify areas.
Yeah, I'm always like amused by what people are doing with this ASCII art section for the grids. And so, you can use whatever symbol you want to kind of represent the different box areas, right? So
that's just hilarious. I love this idea.
I'm
daydreaming.
if you guys look at Jen Simmons's talks, she has this great talk on editorial design and CSS grids and how they intersect with each other. And there's this thing, you know, if you want to have text that's kind of scattered across the web a page right now, to do that you have to have a bunch of spacing. But in a CSS grid world, you just say, hey, I want block A to go in the top left, block B to go to mid right, block C to go in the bottom left, and it just snaps your fingers and it goes. And that's exciting.
It's so cool. These are called like named areas, template areas, and they allow you to make like a visual map, like you're saying. I guess ASCII is what you call
I mean,
it.
So I.
but you specify the columns and the rows. And in your little visualization in that gap, like you can see where they all kind of relate. Like the columns, you can say like 50VW, 50VW, and that'll take the width of them. And then in the rows, you could say like, I want this one to be small. I want this to be like 10 pixels. And I want the next section to be 40VW. It doesn't matter. You can also use auto. So it auto fills the area, the space. I might be mixing up columns and rows, so I'm not looking at anything right now, but it's okay.
We're giving people bad information. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's fine. People know what I'm talking about. And if not, then just switch it up. I think I was right anyway. But so there's that. You can implement the gap. And there's also this feature called min-max, which allows you to set a minimum and a maximum size of the area of your grid, like in your template.
I've lost track. Which area is which? Wait, one more time.
You can use this on anything.
Okay.
So you can use this min-max feature on columns or even on rows because it goes both ways.
Okay.
And it's like you can say min-max 200 pixels to 500 pixels, which kind of makes it so you don't need media queries because it'll flow into the other spaces. And there's also a feature called autofill with grids where your other elements can flow into the additional space. So it kind of makes like this element queries idea where you have your elements be able to read the space around them instead of the size of the display screen itself and kind of fit to like best work with the layout. So it's got all these cool things.
I was like, yeah, I'm super excited to see how this actually pans out. So yeah, so for me, the one thing that I think is CSS Grid. So CSS Grid, or sorry, the ASCII art namespaces, there's a min-max. Any other super cool thing coming from grids that jumps out at you?
Those three are my favorite, but this isn't out yet. Okay. Something that they're trying to do next is, I forgot what the property name is called, but basically a way to make the text flow from one area to another.
Ooh, they used to have this before.
They did have this with columns. They
But
it regions. Only works in like, yeah, regions. That's what it's called. It's CSS regions.
Yeah.
Actually, I wonder what the can I use on that is.
CSS I remember regions. Seeing like,
This is another one where Internet Explorer was exploring it, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And it's available in Safari and like kind of IE and Edge.
I remember being so disappointed when they killed it because I read that article in A List Apart where they're like, why would you kill this thing that was so great conceptually because of that same thing where you're trying to bring this editorial type content back to the web or to the web in the first place because you don't see this kind of layout anywhere on the web without some major hacks. And so regions was one of the first things I saw that kind of allowed developers to and designers to kind of mimic this layout. So I'm glad to hear they're bringing that back. Maybe
is it like, well, it's they're bringing it back as grid. I think it's grid flow. I could be totally wrong. That's you know what? Right. Don't quote me on this. We'll get back to you. But I know that this is something that people want and have been looking into.
Elsewhere on the internet, quote by Yannick Rabbits, they're bringing back CSS regions.
Well, something like it. So that's exciting. They also, this reminds me of columns in WebKit, but columns never really took off much. There's like weird partial support that's not consistent in browsers. And I know this because I used to have this like little play website where it was like my web page test thing.
I think on the very earliest Tools Day website iteration, you used columns and then you removed it.
Yeah, because it didn't work in work like Firefox. Else.
It was like, you're like, this is so cool. And I was like, wow, that is kind of cool, but it doesn't work anywhere.
Yeah. I have this travel site where I just do like photography and travel poetry that I write. And in it, it's like, use on Chrome 50, like whatever.
If you're not on Chrome, latest version of Chrome, please get out of here.
Yeah, because it's just for myself to explore, experiment. It's like not a real thing. But I'm excited to start using Grid on that too.
Ooh, I guess, yeah, your latest things can all use CSS grids.
Yeah. There's so many things. So Dave Rupert wrote this blog post that was his initial impressions of CSS grid layout. And it was like, I wrote this thing in 5 lines of code that took 50 lines of Flexbox. And
that's so exciting because that's kind of how I felt about Flexbox. When I first used Flexbox and replaced floats with it, I was like, I just wrote this layout in 2 lines of CSS in Flexbox versus floats. And so it's even more exciting to see that, hey, you know, now I'm going to have that same factor of code improvement, hopefully, when Grid comes out as well.
I think it's pretty quick to pick up, too. I just very recently picked up last week. That's why I'm like, there's this one thing, I'm not sure about it, don't quote me.
What is the... Any hiccups you've been running into with grids beyond the browser support?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't want to say no because I'm sure there are, but I feel like for my experimental purposes, they've been great. And the reason I say that is because I haven't tried to implement in like an existing design over again.
Yeah.
So I haven't really run into like, this isn't working. Although it does seem like any existing design would be fine using grid plus Flexbox. To me, they're two completely different paradigms. Like Flexbox is really good for like individual items, I think within a grid. CSS Grid is really good for major layouts. Yeah. And I think within that, it also allows you to have like a visual model as well as a mental model of parent and child containers. So like, at least in my opinion, I think Grid is an awesome layout tool for larger regions, larger components. Then within that, use Flexbox to get your smaller elements the way that you want them.
Have you seen this? I saw this issue pop up before with accessibility issues with CSS Grids, because you can ostensibly, using that named templates region, put things out of order on your page.
Visually.
Visually versus the actual, you know, line by code. And so if you're a screen reader, you hit this page and you may not go the correct way. I haven't tested it out myself, so I don't know if this is accurate or not. Have you heard anything about this kind of issue before?
That's a really good point. On the flip side of that, I think it allows you to write more accessible code, because if you're thinking about syntax first, if you're thinking about content first and want to rearrange your page to look different, you have the capability to do that. So you as a developer have to make the decisions of what content hierarchy you want. And this now allows for you to visually change that hierarchy, but keep the content itself in the order that you've determined.
Okay, that makes sense. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. With great power comes great responsibility.
All right, Spider-Man. Okay.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man or the Bible, one of the two, really. On that note, we are nearing the 20-minute mark, actually.
We're going to do a good short one for you this time.
I know. Any crazy last notes about CSS Grids?
Just going to send some people to follow Jen Simmons, Rachel Andrew. We kind of mentioned them in this podcast. We'll add links to some of their experiments and talks. I'm going to include some other links in the show notes, because there are some really good ones out there. People have been writing about it. I think you should just kind of go for it. CodePen's a great place to play. Get your fingers dirty.
And CodePen now has the multi-file support. You know, you can actually have like a folder structure in CodePen.
For projects.
For projects,
Don't do what I did, which is have two different browser windows open in Chrome and Canary and accidentally save over your entire file.
Only have one of those browsers open. Don't be Una.
That was bad. I did a Grid thing, and then I did like a Flexbox fallback, and it really wasn't that bad. Like, having Grid was like a better mental model for me to create this layout, and then from that I kind of worked backwards to do the fallback. So if you enjoyed our show, please support us on Patreon. Our Patreon is patreon.com/toolsday. We would really appreciate your support if you learned something, if you got inspired, or if you just want like early versions of my bad singing, because we have our little Patreon community there. Thanks for tuning in. On Twitter, we're at Toolsday. Send us questions, comments, concerns. And then, of course, check out the show notes. Check out our page for more information about CSS Grid. Thanks for joining.